Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah, الذي رفع السماوات بغير عمد والصلاة والسلام على الذي تم حسنه وبهاؤه وعلى آله الطاهرين الطيبين وعلى أصحابه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم. Respected listeners, the conclusion of today's talk can be taken from the couplet of my grand sheikh, Hazrat Maulana Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. He would say, Kisi ahle dil ki sohbat jo mili kisi ko akhtar. Kisi ahle dil ki sohbat jo mili kisi ko akhtar, usse a gaya hai jeena, usse a gaya hai marna. Respected brothers and elders, the ayat I quoted in the khutbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, indeed a messenger has come to you, min anfusikum, from amongst you, in one qiraat, min anfasikum, from the most purest of you, azizun alayhi ma anittum, your discomfort distresses him. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he describes him with having a quality of concern, deep concern for this ummah. And many of the youth sitting here today will know because of social media that today, because a famous Bollywood actor, his son has been taken to prison because of a crime, a lot of Muslim youth are demonstrating their passion, their gham, their sorrow over the arrest of one youngster. This person, you've never met him, you've never talked to him, he's not aware of you. Even if he was aware of you, the chance of him making salam with you is very minimal. Yet our concern for him is so great that we are willing to shed tears. This is the state of the ummah today. But I ask you, my friends, the question, how attached is our hearts? Are our hearts to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam? And I take a qasam by Allah, no one is more sincere to this ummah, no one loves this ummah more than the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. A hadith mentions, on Qiyamah, every Nabi shall be given a minbar. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam states that every Nabi shall sit on his minbar. However, I will place my hand on the minbar, I will not sit on the minbar. Why? If I sit on the minbar, I fear the minbar will take me to Jannah. If I am taken to Jannah, what will happen to my ummah? Wa nabiyyu mir rahmat laqab paane wale. My friends, no one has more concern, love, worry for this ummah than the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And it's perfectly fine to say the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam loves me and you more than our mothers. And we all know how much our mothers love us. And the Sha'ir Ghalib, those who know Urdu will understand. Yeah, today many of the youngsters say that this is my friend, this is my family. So we consider our friends as family. And we open up our secrets to them. When we fall out, our secrets have now come on the social media. And Ghalib, he says, Tum kis mukhlis ki baat karte ho Ghalib? That, oh Ghalib, which sincere individual are you talking about? Tum kis mukhlis ki baat karte ho Ghalib? Log janazah parne aate hain. That people attend the janaza. Why? Thawab ke khatir. That today, even when they attend your funeral, they attend it not for you, they attend it to attain reward. Just 2 weeks ago, I attended a matam, which we, in our language we say a matam when somebody passes away, you go give ta'ziyah. I went at 9 p.m. at night after Isha. So it was mainly family. I'm sat on the minbar in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Two carpenters were talking about their carpentry. An elder on one side was talking about MOT. I do not know whether to laugh or cry. In my mind, I was thinking, tum kya swab bhejoge? Are you going to send the reward of the MOT? This is the hal of the Muslims today. Somebody in your family passes away, and instead of sending reward to the deceased, we are talking about dunya. 1400 years ago, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was concerned about me and you. Open Muslim. The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam says, every Nabi was given a mustajab, an accepted dua. A dua which was surely accepted. But I, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, delayed my dua till Qiyamah so that I may intercede on behalf of my ummah. In 2019, I was fortunate to go on Umrah with my Sheikh, Wakil Ahnaf Mutakallim Islam, Murana Muhammad Ilyas Gumman Sahab, Dam Barakatuhum. So we went to give salam. And I had memorized certain couplets of poetry. So I decided this is the best chance to praise the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And my spends of 5 minutes continuous, I could not hold back my tears. I read poetry. Allah Akbar. نفسي الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف فيه الجود والكرم. O Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may my life be sacrificed for the chamber in which you reside. Why? Because therein lies a great Nabi of generosity. And my friends, it's aqeed of Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'a. Maulana Khalil Ahmed Saharanpuri Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala has mentioned in Al-Muhannad Al-Mufannad as well. Ibn al-Qayyim has mentioned in Bidayah Fawaid from Imam Malik, Imam Nawawi has mentioned in Sharh Muslim. It is the aqeedah of Ahlul Sunnah, the zameen ka tukra, the land which is touching the blessed body of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam in Medina Munawwara, that piece of land is greater than the Arsh al-Kaaba. Nafsi al-fida'u liqabrin anta saakinuhu, fihi al-afafu, fihi al-judu wal-kam. Anta al-ladhi turja shafa'atuhu, على الصراط ما إذا زلت القدم. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is your intercession that is hoped for on that day when feet start to slip from Pul-Sirat. My friends, at every instance of the life of the Messenger alayhi salatu wa sallam, he was concerned for me and you. Muslim, the Messenger alayhi salam is reading verses of Sayyid Ibrahim. And then he comes to the verse, or Isa alayhi says, إِن تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكَ. O Allah, if you punish them, then they are still your slaves. وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ. And O Allah, if you forgive them, then you are the most forgiving. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued to cry. Allah sends Jibreel. O Jibreel, ask my Habib, why is he crying? And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states, that tell Allah, I'm crying for the sake of my ummah. And Allah sends Jibreel, O Jibreel, inform Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna sanurdika fi ummatik. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't worry, we shall please you concerning your ummah. Wa nabiyyu mein rahmat laqab paane wale. My friends, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shed tears for you and I. Open Musnad Ahmad. Whenever the Messenger alayhi salam would carry out qurbani, he would do two qurbanis, one for himself and family, and one on behalf of the entire ummah. 1400 years ago, you and I did not exist. Our names didn't exist. Our forefathers could not fathom a time will come where Muslims will be in Britain. Even at that time, the Messenger alayhi salam did not forget me and you. Allahu Akbar. And my friends, this is Ihsani Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one of the most amazing ahadith I have read till today, the hadith of Sahih ibn Hibban and Majma' al-Zawaid. It's an authentic narration. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, she narrates that one day the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came home, and I saw that the Messenger was happy. And this is something, unfortunately, wives don't tend to see very often. Huh? And she said, Ya Rasulullah, ud'u li, make dua for me. My friends, who was Aisha? The favorite wife of the Messenger alayhi salam. One of the most learned scholars of this ummah. The daughter of the first Khalifa of Islam, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. In regards to whom the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I have fulfilled the haqq of everyone, but I have not been able to fulfill the haqq of Siddiq. Only Allah Ta'ala can fulfill the haqq of Abu Bakr. She requests the dua from the Messenger alayhi salam, and the Messenger alayhi salam makes dua. اللهم اغفر لعائشة ما تقدم من ذنبها وما تأخر وما أعلنت وما أسرت. Oh Allah, forgive the past, present, future, hidden, private sins of Aisha. فضحكت عائشة حتى سقط رأسها في حجرها وفي رواية في حجر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. In Batli we have Maulana Abdul Rosa Abdam Rakatuhum. He is the senior Khalifa of Maulana Masihullah Khan Jalalabadi, who is the Khalifa of Hakim Ummat Mu'athani, Rahmatullahi Alayhi. He's my Ustad as well. So one day he was going for Umrah, so I milne ke liye gaya. I asked for duas. On return from Hajj, apologies from Hajj, so when he came back from Hajj, he said in class, he said to me, Yusuf, I made dua for you by name in front of the Kaaba. So I became elated. He is such a pious person. At that time I thought to myself, subhanallah, if this is my happiness at this state, what would be the happiness of Aisha when the Messenger of God makes dua for her? And what did the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Allahu Akbar. These words are worthy of being written in gold. Rather I say, these words are worthy of inscribing them on our hearts. Wallahi innaha ladu'a'i li ummati fi kulli salah. O Aisha, you're my favorite wife, the daughter of Siddiq. You've requested dua, I've made dua for you. This very same dua which has caused you immense happiness, I take a qasam by Allah, I make this dua for my ummat in every namaz. My friends, I ask you, bring me a mukhlis like the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And today we have people asking Maulana sahab in salah, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, Allahumma barik ala Muhammad. Can I just read half? My friends, the ummah has fallen a great fall when it comes to the questioning of this. Wa nabiyyu bi rahmat laqabbana wa ala. The ihsan of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my friends, my paigham today, my message today is we need to fall in love with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our lives need to revolve around his life. Our lives need to revolve around his love. And that's why the poetry I quote in the beginning, that where are we going to receive the love of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Mona Hakim Akhtar sahab rahmatullahi would say, that in the winter, when a person wants heat, he sits next to a heater or radiator. The closer he sits, the more heat he shall feel. Similarly, a person who wants to feel the love of Allah and his Rasul, he needs to sit next to a heart which contains the love of Allah and his Rasul. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ihsani Mustafa. My friends, when we look at the jamal of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, open Tafsir Qurtubi, Abdullah bin Zayd ibn Abdi Rabbi, he mentions that after the demise of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would make dua, Allahumma khud basari hatta la ara ba'da habibi Muhammad ahada. O Allah, in the life of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the purpose of my eyes was to gaze upon the noble face of the Messenger alayhi wa sallam. Now he has left this world. O Allah, take away my eyesight. Ask Abdullah bin Amr ibn As, radiallahu an. Somebody asked him, that could you describe the beauty on the description of the Messenger alayhi salatu was salam. And he said that I take a qasam that because of the awe of the Messenger alayhi salam, I was never able to fully gaze at the noble face of the Messenger alayhi salam. And if today you ask me to describe the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I would not be able to do so. Allahu Akbar. There were only a couple of Sahabas who could fully gaze at the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My friends, half an hour, 45 minutes, 1 hour, 2 hours is too short to explain the maqam of the Messenger alayhi wasallam. How can I do justice to that topic of that Nabi? قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ. How can I talk about that Nabi who whenever he lifted his eyes, Allah Ta'ala changed the Qibla. When he raised his finger to the moon split in half. When he placed his fingers in a bowl of water, 70 Sahaba would drink from that bowl of water. When he would do ishara to a tree, the hadith of Tirmidhi states, the tree uprooted itself and it came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. How can I do justice to those eyes that saw Allah? My friends, time, if we would spend our entire lives, we would not be able to do justice to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya sahib al-jamal wa ya sayyid al-bashar, min wajhika al-munir laqad nur al-qamar. O Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from your enlightened face was a moon given light. Wa ahsana mink lam taqattu ayni wa ajmala mink lam taridin nisa'u. Khuliqta mubarra'an min kulli aybin ka annaka qad khuliqta kama tasha. O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have been created with perfection without a single fault. It seems as if Allah Ta'ala consulted you on how you wanted to be created. Al-Bidayah wa Nihayah. A Bedouin comes to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if this dead lizard testifies that you are the Messenger of God, I will become Muslim. An animal, a dead animal. Today, spouses don't talk to one another. And this person wants a dead lizard to testify to the Nubuwwat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibn Kathir ibn al-Bidayah wa al-Nihayah. The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam takes the dead lizard in his hand and he says, Man ana, who am I? And the lizard comes to life and says, Anta rasulu rabbil alameen wa khatamun nabiyin. You are the rasul of the Lord of all the worlds and you are the seal of all prophets. Something a lizard understood today, Khatamun Nabiyin, that many human beings have failed to understand. Tirmidhi Ali says, radiallahu an, in Makkah, whenever the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by any tree or rock, the tree and rocks would say, As-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would use a pulpit made of wood of a tree. When he left, using that, the tree started to cry. Allahu Akbar. My friends, not just human beings, even things that we consider dead today, they were attached to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So really, if our hearts are not attached to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my friends, our hearts are not alive. Allahu Akbar. Mullah Al-Qari mentions in Mirkat Shura Mishkat, many of you heard of Abdullah bin Ubay bin Sulul, the chief munafiq at the time of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At every opportunity he tried to cause harm to Islam and the Messenger alayhi salatu wa sallam. He passes away, the Messenger alayhi salam, he attends his janazah. Umar radiallahu anhu says, Ya Rasulullah, Abdullah bin Ubay bin Sulul, him? He has said so many negative things about you. And the hukam came that you can't offer his janazah. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I take a qasam by Allah, if I was guaranteed that by performing his janazah 70 times he would be forgiven, I take a qasam by Allah, I would offer his janazah 70 times. A person who continued to try and harm Islam. Today you walk the shop and somebody forgets to reply to your salam because they're busy on the phone, and you stop talking to them for 1 week. Who is he not to give me salam? Allah Akbar. He's buried in the grave. The son of Abdullah bin Ubay bin Sulul was a Muslim. And he comes to the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, give me a kurta. And the Messenger takes off his kurta and places it on the body of Abdullah bin Ubay bin Sulul after digging his body out of the grave. Ulama mentioned, why did the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam give this munafiq his kurta? It's because the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam knew that this person is going to be punished in his grave, but due to the barakah of my kurta, perhaps Allah Ta'ala will lighten his azab in the qabr. And my friends, when the tribe of Abdullah bin Ubay bin Sulul saw the rahmah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, 1,000 people from his tribe accepted Islam. And this is the usul of da'wah. MashaAllah, you have an amazing masjid here. I came here on Jamaat 11 years ago when I was leaving high school. And there was koi Haji sahab the, Haji Yusuf sahab. I don't know if he's still around. He's very active in tabligh, maybe in his 80s. MashaAllah, he's still alive. MashaAllah. We met him as well, MashaAllah. Acha, acha. Allah Ta'ala zindagi mein barkat naseeb farmaye. Usul of da'wat, my friends, that you can win people's heart with your akhlaq, which you can't win through your tongue. 1,000 people became Muslim. So friends, when we ponder over the life of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we find from every aspect total perfection. And I want to mention a few stories on account of the Sahaba's love for the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. There's a narration in Mustadrak al-Hakim al-Sahihain that when the Messenger alayhi salam and Abu Bakr Siddiq were traveling together for Hijrah to Medina, Siddiq radiallahu anhu at times would move forward, would move back to the right, to the left. And the Messenger asked him, "Oh Abu Bakr, why are you moving to the right, to the left, in front of me, behind me?" And Siddiq said, radiallahu anhu, "O Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, when I'm in front of you, I fear an enemy attack from behind. When I'm on the right, I fear an enemy will attack you on the left. So I move to those places so that the enemy may attack me first." Open Bukhari, in the Battle of Uhud, the Sahaba had made a circle around the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam to protect him from the arrows of the Quraysh. And the hadith mentions that there was a Sahabi called Abu Talha. And the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam tried to look over his shoulder to look at the enemy camp. And Abu Talha said some amazing words. He said, "Ya Rasulullah, la tushrif. Yusibuka sahmun min sahamil qawm. Nahri duna nahrik." O Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, don't look over my shoulder lest an arrow may strike you. Nahri duna nahrik. Ya Rasulullah, allow the enemy's arrow to strike my neck and not your neck. Let me become a qurbani for you. And in the hadith of Muslim, we find whenever the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have his hair removed from his noble head, the Sahaba would not allow the hair to fall to the ground. Whenever he'd make wudu, the Sahaba would take the water that was flowing off his arms and they would rub it over their bodies. The mother of Anas radiallahu anh, Umm Sulaim, it's narrated regarding her that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam would visit their home. It was a warm day and the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam was resting. And because of the temperature, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam produced his blessed perspiration. And Umm Sulaim gathered the perspiration in a bottle. And when the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam woke up, he asked, "Oh, Umm Sulaim, what are you doing?" And she said, "Ya Rasulullah, I'm collecting your Mubarak perspiration. I mix it with our perfume and it becomes the most fragrant of perfumes." My friends, we walk, we talk. But when the Messenger of Allah walks, it becomes Shariat. When he talks, it becomes Hadith. Every aspect of the life of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam has been protected. There's a narration in regards to Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, that he was traveling from in the time of Hajj. And he came to a certain tree and he got off his mount and he relieved himself. And he said to his khadim, do you know why I have stopped here and relieved myself here? He goes, no. He goes, in actual fact, I did not need to relieve myself, but when I traveled with the Messenger alayhi salat wasalam here, the Messenger of God sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once relieved himself near this tree. Now whenever I pass this way, I relieve myself here. And today we ask Morana, the sunnahs before Dhuhr, are they mu'akkada or gair mu'akkada? My friends, what was this action of Umar, Abdullah bin Umar? Was it farz, sunnah, mustahab? You know, Ibn Hajar writes that, you know, the Sahaba, they do not understand the term the sunnah. We leave out sunnah because it's sunnah. The Sahaba practice sunnah because it's sunnah. It's all about mindset. And I can give you countless stories of the love of the companions. You know, Urwa bin Mas'ud, when he came as a delegation to the Messenger of Allah, he says that I have visited kings, but I have never seen anyone yu'azzimu ashabuhu. I have never seen anyone honored by his companions like Muhammad has been honored by his. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said that the blessed saliva of the Messenger does not leave his mouth except the Sahaba gather in their hands and they rub it off their faces. This was the love of the companions, my friends. And this is why they reached the maqam they reached. And I come to the love of the ulama of the Uband. One of the founders of Darul Uloom Deoband, Hujjatul Islam, Maulana Qasim Nanutwi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. In his town, it was famous to wear green shoes. So somebody gifted him a pair of green shoes. His entire life, he refused to wear them shoes. So on his deathbed, somebody asked him, Hazrat, these shoes are famous here. I don't know, but a couple of years ago, there was some American actor. He produced some pair of shoes and they were worth $500. You know. So in time of Mona Qasim Sahib, these shoes were famous. I said, why have you not worn them? And Mona Qasim Sahib said, my heart cannot bear to wear shoes the same color as the dome of the Messenger alayhi salam. This was love for the Messenger alayhi salam. Ask Faqih al-Ummat, Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi. He would say people, they bring dates from Medina and they throw away the khujur, the date seed. He would ask people to give them the date seed. He would grind it down and place it in his surma and apply it to his eyes. One day someone gave him a chadar from Medina, a cloth from Medina. And he would honor it, respect it. Someone asked him, Hazrat, why do you respect this cloth so much? It's made in China. Like almost everything we have today, huh? China made. So he said, Allahu Akbar. He said, my friend, I respect it because it's enough for me. Now this chadar has felt the breeze of Medina. Allahu Akbar. Ask me about Hakim al-Ummat, Maulana Ashraf Ali Athani, rahmatullah alayhi. Hazrat will say, I have made muhasabah of my life for 3 days and three nights. I've looked into my life for 3 days and three nights. And after 3 days and three nights, I have come to the conclusion that not a single action of mine is contrary to the sunnah. Ittiba. Following the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Zakaria Kandalvi rahmatullah alayhi, his students saying regarding him that Hazrat would never go in front of the blessed grave of the Messenger alayhi salam to give salam. He was too ashamed to stand in front of the Messenger alayhi salam. He would give salam from far. One day his khuddam tried to take him to the blessed grave. Ulama mentioned that he fell unconscious before he reached. Iqbal says, subhanAllah, it's a Persian couplet, but I'll translate into English. Iqbal says, O Allah, you are the most kareem. So on the day of Qiyamah, don't take hisab from us. But if you decide to take hisab, O Allah, don't take hisab of us in front of the Messenger of Islam. Hum sharminda ho jayenge. My friend, that messenger of Islam who spent nights crying for me and you, imagine if on the day of Qiyamah our a'mal are shown to him, what face are we going to show him? And my final point today, my friends, the Quran mentions, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Very rarely would you find someone has traveled 2 hours to do a 40-minute bayan. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. Indeed Allah and His Messenger, indeed Allah and the angels send durood upon the Messenger, alayhi salam. Tafsir Ruhul Bayan, Volume 7, page 265. He mentions, Allah Ta'ala in this verse demonstrates the difference between the status of Adam alayhi salam and the status of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam. When it came to Adam alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala said, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمْ فَسَجَدُوا. That when we commanded the angels to prostrate to Adam alayhi salam, all of them prostrated. The author of Ruhul Bayan states, Allah commanded the angels to make sajda. He himself did not partake in sajda. But when it came to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah explains the maqam of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by saying, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. I did not only command the angels to send durood, I also send durood as well. Imam Razi, Tafsir Kabir, Volume 26, he mentions, if Allah sends durood, why has He commanded insan to send durood? So he writes, just like Allah Ta'ala commands us to make dhikr of Him, Allah Ta'ala's greatness does not increase by us making dhikr of Him, but we gain reward and closeness to Allah in a similar fashion, that by sending durood upon the Messenger of Islam, it will not increase his status, but we will become closer to the Messenger of Islam, and it becomes a means of us trying to fulfill the haqq of the Messenger of Islam. Allama Sakhawi in Al-Qawlu Badi' on page 35, he writes, and I'm paraphrasing his words, this is my own point that I derived. Allama Sakhawi says that the verb used here, those of you who know Arabic will know, yusalluna in Arabic is fa'il mudari'. It's a verb which denotes the present tense and the future tense. So yusalluna will be translated as is sending durood and will send durood. Yusalluna means Allah and the angels are sending durood and will continue to send durood. So Ahle Dhawq have mentioned that 1400 years have passed, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is residing in his blessed chamber. For the past 1400 years, Allah Ta'ala and the angels have continued to send durood. A time will come, Qiyamah will come, Allah Ta'ala will give death to entire mankind. Allah Ta'ala will give death to the angel of death. At that time, no one will exist but Allah. But my friends, the kalam of our Rabb is haqq. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. Even at that time when only Allah is in existence, even at that time Allah Ta'ala will continue to send durood upon the Messenger of Islam. My friends, the haqiqat is that if we were not to be rewarded for our durood, even then it's our haqq that we send durood upon the Messenger of Islam. This is the fadl, the karam of Allah, that He rewards us for sending durood. Otherwise, my friends, we have to agree that we should not be rewarded for durood. It's our haqq. But the hadith mentions, Man salla alayya wahidatan Muslim, Man salla alayya wahidatan sallallahu alayhi ashra, that whoever sends one durood upon me, Allah Ta'ala sends 10 blessings upon him. Ahmad, whoever sends one durood upon me, Allah Ta'ala will send 70 blessings upon him. So now one hadith says 10 and one says 70. Mullah Ali Qari in Mirqat Shar Mishkat, he combines them, he says, that on normal days, a person who sends a durood, he'll be rewarded with 10 blessings. But a person who sends a durood on a Friday, Thursday Maghrib to Friday Maghrib, he shall receive 70 blessings. Because we have in the hadith of Ibn Majah, The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَكْثِرُوا الصَّلَاةَ عَلَيَّ يَوْمُ الْجُمُعَةِ, that increase your durood upon me on the day of Friday. And in the hadith of Abu Dawood, your durood are presented to me on a Friday. In the hadith of Nasai, an angel, Allah Ta'ala has appointed angels who roam the earth, they take your durood to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tabarani, when a person sends durood, the angels take your durood to the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Rasulullah, my name is Yusuf, my father's name is Jahangir. Ya Rasulullah, Yusuf, the son of Jahangir, has sent durood upon you. One alim mentions an amazing point. He says, if you want to be good to your father, if you want to show birr to your father, then send durood upon the Messenger alayhi salam. Why? Because whenever you send durood upon the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the name of your father will be mentioned to the Messenger alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar. But my friends, just like durood has a virtue, not sending durood upon the Messenger sallam has a warning. Because the Messenger sallam, he said ameen to the badu'a of Jibra'il. Jibra'il made the dua, may destruction be upon that person whose name is mentioned in front of him, and he does not send durood upon you. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ameen. And my friends, the hadith mentions, Al-Bakhilul Ladhi, man dhukirta inda falam yusalli alayya, aw kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rawahu al-Tirmidhi. You know, the true stingy person, the true miser, you know, we have an ulama group, and mashallah, every month we go for a meal. So, each month, one of us takes turn to pay. And there's one of our satis, mashallah, when it's his turn to pay, he forgets his credit card, or he falls in. And now with corona, it's not easier, right? So, he's known in our group as the stingy one. But my friends, the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Al-Bakhil, the true miser and the true stingy one, is he, in front of him my name is mentioned and he does not send durood upon me. Two last points, a fiqhi masla in regards to durood. We find that the hadith mentioned of Muslim, a person who replies to adhan, after adhan, thumma sallu alayya, send durood upon me, thumma saluli al-wasila, made a dua of wasila, Allahumma rabba hadhi da'ati tamma. In one hadith, wajabat lahu al-jannah, for him jannat is wajib. In one narration, wajabat lahu shafa'ati, for him my intercession becomes wajib. Such a small action, you reply to the adhan, as the muadhin says, after that you send durood, this is the order, you send durood, then you read, Allahumma rabba hadhi ta'ati tamma. You are guaranteed paradise. After wudu, Sahih Muslim, my friends, make a habit. You know, those who know me, they always say, Mawlana, you always say last point, and it ends with 3-4 points. Muslim, a person makes wudu properly. After wudu, he says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu rasulu, the second kalima. The hadith mentions that on the day of Qiyamah, all 8 doors of Jannat will open up for him. He can enter whichever one he wants. My friends, Allah Ta'ala is putting Jannat on sale. We make wudu 5 times a day. We read the second kalima. We are guaranteed paradise. Allahu Akbar. So my friends, this is the tariqah of durood, of adhan, durood after adhan. The place for durood is not before adhan, it's after adhan. Because when we look at the hadith of Abu Mahdura in Sharh Ma'ain Athar and the hadith of Ru'yat al-Adhan, we find that the entire adhan was taught to the Sahaba in a dream. But there is no mention of durood before the adhan. But we have in hadith the mention of durood after the adhan. And I finish, subhanAllah, on a piece of poetry. The Sha'ir, he summarizes this point on durood very beautifully. He says, durood un pe parta hoon, in regards to the Messenger of Islam, durood un pe parta hoon, rahmat mujh pe barasti hai, wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار يا الله يا الله grant us the love of the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم يا الله يا الله as Iqbal stated يا الله that if on the day of Qiyamah يا الله when he comes to our حساب حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا يا الله grant us easy حساب يا الله يا الله and if you do decide to take our حساب يا الله ہمارے حساب حضور کے سامنے مت کرنا یا اللہ ہم شرمندہ ہو جائیں گے یا اللہ یا اللہ what face are we going to show the messenger علیہ السلام یا اللہ place a حائل باریہ a پردہ between us and the messenger علیہ السلام that حضور continue to cry for us یا اللہ how are you going to show him our اعمال دے قیامت یا اللہ یا اللہ ہم سب کی مغفرت فرما ہم سب کو تقوی سے مالا مال فرما عافیت نصیب فرما یا اللہ جو علماء کرام ہیں مقام علماء کرام ہیں حضرت مولانا سندھی صاحب امام صاحب اللہ ان کی حفاظت فرما جان مال میں برکت نصیب فرما ان کی قدر کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما یا اللہ ہمارے اولاد میں نسل میں علماء حفاظ پیدا فرما یا اللہ تبلیغی جماعت کی حفاظت فرما تصوف خانقاہوں مدارس مراکز اللہ کی حفاظت فرما یا اللہ اس مسجد کو آباد فرما اس کو مرکز ہدایت بنا دے یا اللہ اس مسجد سے پوری دنیا کی جماعت نکلی یا اللہ یا اللہ میں اس مسجد امین دو ریکٹیفیکیشن آف آئیو یا اللہ یا اللہ پریزرو دی ایمان آف آئیو یا اللہ یا اللہ فرم ایوری کورنر آور یوتھ آر بینگ اٹیکڈ یا اللہ سیکولرزم ایتھیزم لبرلزم ایوری کورنر آور دی ایمان آف آور یوتھ از بینگ اٹیکڈ یا اللہ پریزرو دی ایمان یا اللہ ڈو ناٹ میک ان دی In the Muslims of Britain, like the Muslims who live in Spain, اور آج ان کا اسلام کا نام و نشان نہیں ہے یا اللہ ہمارے نسل کی ایمان کی حفاظت فرما یا grant us the true love of the messenger صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم allow us to be of those who send درود upon the messenger علیہ السلام یا اللہ قاری طیب صاحب قاسمی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ despite being the محتمم of دار العلوم دیوبند یا اللہ every day he would send 12,000 درود upon the messenger علیہ السلام یا اللہ And today, Allah, our hal is such that we can't read the root beside the root of Salah, Ya Allah. Hamare hal pe raham farma. Ya Allah, hum to is qabil nahi hai, Ya Allah, grant us ziyarat of the Messenger, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, qiyamat se pehle, Ya Allah, give us the ru'yat of the Messenger, Ya Allah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem, bi rahmatika, Ya Allah.